Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and it is always a great, great pleasure to have each and every one of you with us on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also would like to say thank you for the wonderful comments through the emails and phone calls that we get in different ways from our listeners, not only our live listeners, but our archived listeners, because one of the, what I would say, graces and blessings of doing this on Blog Talk is that we have the ability to have all the shows archived after they are done live. So we want to remind you, the listener, that you can share the archived section with your friends and family in case they have not realized that if they miss the live show, they can actually go in and pull up 24/7 any of the past shows we've done this past year. If you have any questions, just be sure to let us know. And Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. This is the newspaper that you have been asking about and hearing more about through these past 24-plus years. The Healthy Referral is a 36-page full-size physical newspaper that is dedicated to preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news. When someone asks about the paper and we share what I had just said with them, they sort of stand there and go, wow, positive news in this day and age. It's wonderful to hear that these kinds of things are in print. And not only in print, but growing very, very strongly. So we want to thank you for those wonderful comments. If you are a business that has to do with preventive and natural health, personal growth, or positive news, and you would like to use the Healthy Referral to get your information out, we would love to talk with you. This is happening all across the country and actually internationally. It is very easy for you to become a part of the Healthy Referral, and we say it like that because it's really what it is for us. It's a co-creating, it's a partnership with you and your mission and or your business. Just let us know that you would like the details on that, and we will give those to you. Of course, if you are also wanting to be interviewed on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, there are ways that you can do that as well, and we would be happy to share that with you. The phone number that you can reach us is 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Again, just as it sounds, healthyreferral.com, and that is referral with two R's. You can email us through any email address that's on our site, or you can simply go ahead and email to M as in Marie, A-R-C-H-I-A, C, M as in Mary, at yahoo.com. So it's Marcia, C-M, at yahoo.com. And as you know, we do wonderful interviews with individuals, and the topics are absolutely not just amazing, but so heartfelt and so wonderful to see the beautiful things that are going on the planet. And today, of course, is no exception. We have an interview that we will share with you in a moment, and I know that they are online, and we will open their mics in just a moment. I want to take a moment and share with you, we get wonderful review copies of books, CDs, just all kinds of things that people create in their missions and businesses. And I want to take a moment here. There's actually a new recipe guide for feeding baby and the rest of the family without the extra hassle. We just recently got this book, and it is awesome. It's called Bountiful Baby Purees, and it's not just for babies. You can use this for the entire family, whether you are 7, 8, 9, 10, or 38, or 60. It is a wonderful book, and I wanted to make sure that we mentioned it. It's actually able to be found on Amazon, of course, but what I would like to do is to simply give you a web address that they have here. Let me see if I can make sure I give you the correct one. Actually, you can go to www.anniditeur.com. Again, that's A-N-N-I-D, as in David, A-U-L-T-E-R.com. And always, if you ever have any communication with the people that we share on the show, we would appreciate it if you would let them know you heard about them on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Also, there is another book called The Karma Chow Ultimate Cookbook. This was the month for receiving wonderful recipe and cookbooks. Again, that's The Karma Chow Ultimate Cookbook. Now, you can tell by the name that it shows anyone how to reconnect with their food and honor it as Earth's source for keeping us alive. And that's really what the cookbook is all about. There is another company called Satiama. That's S-A-T-I-A-M-A. And Satiama has the children's spirit animal cards. And these cards are so wonderful for little children to relate to the beauty of the animal kingdom. And I had asked for them to send a set of these, and when I got them, I knew I needed to pass them on to some little guy in my life who happens to be my grandson. And I found out that he really, really loves them. So you might want to take a look. Go to www.satiama, that's S as in Sam, A-T-I-A-M-A.com, that's satiama.com. And as we go on through the weeks, we will share more of these different types of books that we're getting, because we're getting so many different kind of topics. There is one organization that I want to mention before we go on with our interview, and that is the Institutes for the Achievement of Human Potential, just as the name sounds. It is an organization that is amazing. It is helping children, brain-injured children, and well children. This was brought to my attention a year or so ago by a dear friend, and since then I have become very close to the organization and do what I can for us to share about them. So actually, I'm just going to tell you that they create avenues for parents to work and teach their children, for the parent to teach the children, whether you're brain injured or a well child, during the early months of birth through 6 years of age. It is absolutely phenomenal. The web address, you can find out more instead of me talking a lot about it. It is www.iahp.org. That's iahp.org. Also, there is an organization called the National Health Federation that is out of Monrovia, California. If you are interested in supporting an organization that we are a part of and that helps to protect your natural health freedoms, whether it's the food you're eating, whether it's the supplementation you choose to take, whether it's the natural care modality that you choose in your life. So often these are being threatened on a moment-by-moment basis, and the National Health Federation is right there helping. So their web address is www.thenhf.com. That's the word, N as in Nancy, HF.com. Okay, we are going to go ahead and move along with our interview. And I know that my business partner, Tom, is also on the line today, so we're co-hosting this. And from what I understand, Nadine, and I might not have these names pronounced correctly, but Nadine Fahom and Jackie Goldstein from the Israeli Tennis Centers will be focusing today on the social impact that the Israel Tennis Centers, that some of you may have heard about in some way in the past, how they have made such an impact on children of all ages, of all cultures, for the past 30 years. And this is really what our interview is going to be about today. And I wanted to start, really, before I start speaking with them, I wanted to share something very brief with you. As another year comes to a close, the Israeli Tennis Centers would like to share the highlights from the programs that are changing the lives of children throughout Israel. The Israel Tennis Centers, or ITC, has experienced another bustling year filled with a myriad of tennis programs, activities, and support services that improve the lives of the children and teens that it serves. The children at ITC are those who need this the most, at-risk young people, Arab and Jewish children, children and adults with special needs, new immigrants, and kindergarten children. During the past year, 20,000 children took to the courts of 14 Israeli tennis centers throughout Israel, from Beer Sheva in the south to Kiryat Shemona in the north. And again, these names are very new to me. And I'm going to close and go into our interview by saying that the children competed in tournaments, won trophies, collected medals, and represented Israel in international competition abroad as members of Israel's national teams. And so I'm going to just go ahead and move right on. And I'm not sure, do we have Jackie on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Hello, Jackie. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. And so do we have you, Jackie, and Nadine, or you and someone else?
We're here together.
Okay. All right. So you're both together. Wonderful. And as you heard, in talking with Tom, my longtime business partner, I just felt that it would be wonderful for him to be co-hosting this particular episode of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, mainly because the listeners don't necessarily know this, but one of the very, very focused, missions, part of the mission has been to eventually create tennis training centers for children. And Tom had experienced all this when he was in Israel. So I'm not even going to attempt to share what Tom experienced years ago and why he feels so strongly about supporting ITC and also continuing for us to move forward and actually create a center or centers. Tom, are you there?
Yes. Hi there, Jackie and Nadine.
Hi, Tom.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us today. And I'm kind of co-hosting with Marcia. And can you just give us a quick history, just a little bit about your background as well as Nadine And we'll start there first. Just your background and also a little bit of the history of ITC, Israel Tennis Centers.
Sure. I am the Vice President for Global Development of the Israel Tennis Centers, and I came to the Israel Tennis Centers in December of 2011 from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. And what attracted me to the Israel Tennis Centers is that it's all about Israel, children, and education, and using the power of tennis to improve the quality of lives of children. I'm a trained social worker. I've worked in the field of Jewish communal service all my life, and I saw this as an opportunity to better the future for Israel and for Israel's children and to train the next generation of leaders for the world. And Nadine is one wonderful example of the leaders that are going through the Israel Tennis Centers. So I'll let her give you her background, and then we'll say a couple of words about the history of the organization.
Hi. So I actually started playing. I'm the alum of the Israel Tennis Centers. I started playing tennis there when I was 9 years old at the Haifa Tennis Centers. Not too long ago, this past December, I graduated from Duke University on a full tennis scholarship and started working with the Israel Tennis Centers as the development associate. And the tennis centers, for me, it had a huge impact on my life, because when my brother and I started playing tennis at the Haifa Tennis Center, we were the only Arab kids at a tennis center. And my mom saw how great it was, and together with the manager at the Haifa Tennis Center, started the coexistence program for Arabs and Jews and recruited more Arab kids to tennis centers. And we had a huge coexistence tournament, and today we have our coexistence programs in all 14 tennis centers in Israel. And it starts from a very young age. As early as kindergarten, we have the twin kindergarten program that we bring at one Jewish kindergarten, one Arab kindergarten, and we bring the kids together to just play and grow up living together. So it's normal for them as it is for me. And I love this program. I believe we're doing an amazing job, and I'm happy to be part of it now again.
And we were thrilled at the Israel Tennis Centers that Nadine considered starting her career here so that she can help raise awareness and funds to serve more children like herself. The tennis centers started over 35 years ago with a dream of six men who came to Israel and saw the conflict on the ground and wanted to provide a safe haven for children, a distraction for children, a place where they could just come and be children. And that dream opened with a center in Ramat HaSharon, and they never dreamed that they would end up with 14 centers in Israel. The majority of those centers were started in underprivileged areas of the country and still reside in underprivileged areas of the country. And so tennis becomes the vehicle to improve children's lives, whether they're underprivileged children or developmentally or physically disabled children or children of immigrant families that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to have any extracurricular activities. And in fact, these extracurricular activities combined with tutoring and a meal and all help them integrate into Israeli society. It's worked tremendously for the Russian immigration, as well as it's working now for the Ethiopian immigration.
Yeah,
many of our kids that grew up in the centers have gone on. They've gotten athletic scholarships, so they've been able to continue their higher education, or they've developed a career in tennis working for the Israel Tennis Center.
Nadine, could you please describe your experiences when you first got there, and then over the years, what were your experiences at the center, and how you saw the kids, the children from Arab and Jewish kids, how you saw them mix and change?
Well, my experience at the tennis center was, it was amazing. I mean, I started playing when I was 9 years old, and I loved it. I fell in love with the atmosphere at the tennis center and with the game. And for me, it was very natural to be around other Jewish kids. In fact, I didn't even realize, really, it wasn't very labeled. But I guess my mom did notice that and saw how, saw the opportunity to have a great environment to integrate and bring kids together from both Arabs and Jews. And as the program swelled and became really big now, and I think it's very, very important, especially nowadays, to bring kids together, and because I think the peace starts within, inside the country.
Yeah, what did you tell the other children, the other Arab children that didn't, that have never experienced before? What questions did they ask you, and what did you tell them?
The truth is, and that's what the biggest lesson is, that the kids didn't really care. You know, once you brought them together and put them on the same court to play, we were just kids being kids. We were just having fun. We want to play tennis. Both kids learned a few words from each language, and it was great. I didn't have the only questions were about tennis. It was all about tennis. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Mm-hmm. And then as you went along, what were some challenges that you faced as you got older, as you continued to go to the centers? What were some of the new challenges that you encountered?
At the tennis centers.
Well, either at home or at the center, either one.
I mean, challenges were definitely. I represented Israel many times in European and World Championships, and of course, the airport security sometimes was a challenge. But the tennis center was always a safe island for me. It was a place to go and forget about everything and just relax and play tennis. And that's what I'm trying to do now, to raise awareness and funds to create these opportunities for other children in Israel so they grow into this peaceful environment and hopefully create a better future for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jackie, what's the, and Nadine can answer this too, what are some of the vision that you see for the Israel Tennis Center over the next 5 years, 10 years? How would you like to see, what's kind of the vision that you see, how things are developing?
Well, we would love to be able to increase the number of twin kindergartens that we have. As Nadine mentioned, that part of our vision is to start early, bringing young children together before their opinions are formed, and letting them just learn about each other and be kids on the court playing, and then coexistence really comes naturally. So that's really about developing peace from the ground up. Their families become friends as well, because they end up sitting and watching their children together and getting to know one another on a very level playing field, so to speak. So that's one of our aspirations. And the other aspiration is that we continue to raise the funds to expand our social impact programs. Tennis can be a sport for life, and it helps create a healthy lifestyle beyond serving underprivileged children, for everyone. Especially in Israel, we're looking to increase the number of kids who can come to the centers who otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Well, I had the opportunity to teach and coach in Ramada Sharon when they first opened, the first one, and it was an amazing experience to, it kind of, the center, to me, it kind of transcended everything and just brought, like you said, brought things down to a level playing field. And it was amazing to see how appreciative the kids were. After their lesson, you'd see them hitting against the wall for like 2-3 hours later. And I was just amazed compared to some of the kids in the U.S. where they have a lot of things. The kids over there, it seemed like they appreciated things a lot more.
Yeah, I'm sure, especially those that are not, whose parents are not able to afford it. So.
And Nadine and Jackie, I wanted to also ask you, could you share a little bit about the different ways, when you mentioned about the fundraising, what are some ways in which that's happening?
Sure. Tom actually just attended one of the kinds of events that we run for fundraising, and that's our exhibitions. We bring teams of children from our centers that represent the different social impact programs. And we travel with them from community to community several times a year. And they have a chance to show off their tennis skills, but more importantly, to tell their stories and show how they represent the faces of Israel. And there are many faces of Israel. And it's a different kind of fundraising event than the typical fundraising event that people usually attend, which is a dinner, and it's a wonderful opportunity for families who would like their children to become involved in philanthropy as well, to become engaged, because they become friends with the Israeli children, and it's really a tremendous bonding experience. So that's one type of event. People host small receptions in their homes to introduce our alum, our center staff to their friends so that they can become educated about what we do. And right now, Nadine and I are in Toronto. Tomorrow, they're hosting a pro-am, which is raising $250,000 for the Israel Tennis Centers. And we hope to be able to do a pro-am in the U.S. as well.
Also, the website that people can go to find out also a little more about everything that they're hearing today on the interview, is that the www.israeltenniscenters.com?
It's .org, yeah.
.org? Okay,
yeah.
So it is www.israeltenniscenters.org.
That's correct.
Great. Yep. And is there a phone number actually also, or is it mostly the website?
Sure.
That people
Sure. Our New York number is 646-884-7450.
One more
and
time, please.
646-884-7450.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jackie and Nadine, can you just discuss for the listeners that have never heard of Israel Tennis Centers before the magnitude of running 14 centers and what it takes to do that, and just what, which is really mind-boggling to me, to coordinate all the things you have to do there. Could you give them a sense of like an inside look on what it's like for running these centers all over Israel?
Sure. We're serving over 20,000 children a year in the centers. We have children from ages 3 and 4, all the way up to 18, and for special needs children into their mid-20s. We run tournaments for the children to participate in Israel. They travel abroad. We are also running, as we mentioned before, 4 different types of social impact programs in some of the neediest areas. These programs have been recognized by the municipalities
and have won awards for stabilizing the community, the communities in which they're held. And it's over a $10 million budget. The centers have impacted over 400,000 children during the course of the year. And they run from all the way up north in Kiryat Shmona to all the way down south in Be'er Sheva. So it's quite an operation. It's a very, very large staff. Our center managers, every single one of them grew up in the tennis centers themselves. Many of them received athletic scholarships in universities and then went on to become coaches and managers of our centers. And so we feel really privileged to have been able to serve Israel in this way and help to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you also go into I know you have a high training program too, with some of the kids that really show promise. Can you just touch on that a little bit?
Sure. We have, in every center, there's a high-performance program for the most talented children. They are coached in much smaller groups or individually. And then they come together at Ramat HaSharon. Some of them, when they enter junior high school, live at the dormitories in Ramat HaSharon and go to school in Ramat HaSharon, practice 5 days a week, morning, noon, and night, and then travel abroad with coaching staff from the Israel Tennis Centers to compete internationally and serve as ambassadors for Israel around the world. Nadine traveled the world as a tennis player. Didn't see much of the world, but saw a lot of tennis courts.
Mm-hmm. The main center is in Ramat HaSharon, correct?
That was the first center. It's the national headquarters. We don't refer to it as the main center, but
okay,
That's where the high-performance program is located.
Right. Can you give the listeners a sense of some of the centers that are really close to the Lebanese border and also the Egyptian border as far as the sense of just normal daily life at centers that are very close to such conflict in those particular countries?
Sure. Kiryat Shmona is a center on the Lebanese border. And actually, during the first Lebanon War, was in the middle of the rocket hits from the Katyusha rockets. And, of course, during the second Lebanese War, had to be evacuated, as, frankly, was Haifa at that point. And there are four centers from Haifa on up, actually five. So they were impacted in those wars as well. And then this year we installed bomb shelters installed more bomb shelters in all of our centers in the south. Ashkelon is the center that's closest to the Egyptian border, but Ashkelon and Be'er Sheva and Ofakim were all closed down during some of the Katyusha shelling last winter. In fact, when we had a team of Israeli children here at the end of February, beginning of March. So, and one young woman, a 10-year-old, who's come to the States twice on the team, actually traveled from Sderot, that's the city where the majority of the shellings are falling in the south, to Ashkelon every day as a way of relieving the pressure and the anxiety that they all feel in her town when the rockets hit.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does create a safe haven for the children. Unfortunately, we also have to have the bomb shelters at the centers.
Yeah, well, that I just wanted to point that out to show people the how important or vital these centers are it's more than just, you know, hitting, learning how to hit tennis balls. It goes way beyond that. And
it's so much more than tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis is a very powerful vehicle to use to provide these opportunities for kids.
Yes. Can you also expand a little bit about, you mentioned earlier about Ethiopian children and Russian children. Can you both of your, both Jackie and Nadine, comment on, you know, integrating or accepting or the you know, of bringing in children from so many different backgrounds from all over the world, or how that came about, and I know that there's a big Ethiopian population. How did that whole bunch of Ethiopians migrated to Israel?
Well, when they arrived in Israel, you know, they came from a different culture, a more primitive culture. Their parents were really occupied with just providing the family with basics.
I can hear you, but is the noise coming from Tom, your end, or Jackie and Nadine, your
end? Yeah, not sure. I just muted another line. It might have come from there.
No, okay. It sounds like a waterfall. Can you hear okay, Nadine and Jackie?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
So when the Ethiopian families arrived in Israel, you know, it was very difficult for the families. The parents really had to learn so much about modern society and couldn't focus on helping their children assimilate into Israeli society. And we provided a structured program for these children with Ethiopian chaperones, counselors, who brought them to the centers. These kids were mixed, integrated into the center with all of the other population of the center, with Arabs and Jews and Russians and kids whose families came from Morocco. So it served as a melting pot, essentially, in terms of getting to know Israeli custom and getting to know other children in the community beyond their own population.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, they were taught specific life skills. They were given additional assistance in school by having tutoring there. They learned about rules of society that their parents weren't able to teach them. And it was a very formative experience for the kids who participated in the centers.
Mm-hmm. That's tremendous how Israel becomes a center for kids from all over the world, which is another great attribute that Israel has, to be able to learn about so many cultures in one place.
It absolutely is, and it's very exciting.
Can you also, in the early days, I met Dr. Lippi, who was an amazing person, and also Dr. Ian Froman. Could you just give a little bit of a backwards? I'd like to recognize at least two of those gentlemen that I met, along with Ron Steele. Can you just give a sketch or background sketch on the importance that they played? Because I want to give them recognition in this whole thing.
Absolutely. Dr. Bill Lippi is a ENT, very world-renowned ENT, and he, along with six others, including Dr. Ian Froman, who professionally was a dentist, came together in Israel, conceived of the idea, got the land from the mayor of Ramat HaSharon, raised the money, and they're still at it today, which is so amazing. You know, over 35 years later, they raised millions and millions and millions of dollars, made a difference in over 400,000 kids' lives, and continue their involvement today.
What is Ian's role today?
He is CEO Emeritus, and he's involved with the Israel Tennis Association as well. And Bill is still out on the road fundraising for the Israel Tennis Center and providing all of us with guidance and direction and cheerleading.
Yeah, and he's probably one of the most amazing people I've ever met. And then, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, and I agree, for me as well. He and his wife, Sandra, were definitely one of the people who inspired me to join this organization. And they're well-loved among everyone who meets them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're winding near the toward the later part of the interview. Nadine, could you also touch on how, I know we talked earlier about the coexistence program, which is a great, which is a tremendous idea, and the twin kindergarten thing.
Yeah.
Could you give us a sketch on how that is, how that program is continuing to evolve right now in Israel?
I mean, now we have, it started with one kindergarten, now we have six twin kindergarten programs, and it's getting bigger, and that's what we are working on right now. We are raising the funds to bring more kids, more kindergartens, and put them together. It's we hope to expand the program, and it has beautiful results so far.
Mm-hmm. And for the listeners that would like to get involved or be part of it, of the Israel Tennis Center idea in some fashion, what would you recommend that they do?
My personal recommendation, the ideal thing would be to come to Israel, actually, and see the tennis centers and themselves. Get a tour. We provide tours to anybody who would like to see the tennis centers at any day and really see the impact it has on the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, we have also a fantastic opportunity for families. Many children approaching their bar bat mitzvah age have decided that they'd like to do a mitzvah project with the Israel Tennis Center and have adopted the tennis centers and either run an event for the tennis centers or one young man raised puppies and sold them and then made a donation to the tennis centers. So there's all kinds of creative things you can do, and then kids come to the centers with their families to celebrate their bar and bat mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's tremendous. In closing here, how would you want to summarize the idea of the Israel Tennis Centers?
I think that this is a tremendous model of the power of sport, particularly tennis, because of the individuality of the sport and learning to rely on yourself and all the good skills that come out of the sport. It's a wonderful, wonderful model that we want to continue to pursue in Israel and that other societies should examine as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and any last comments from Nadine there as well?
Nadine? I mean, I think we pretty much have said it all, and that's it. I have not too much yet.
Okay, well, we appreciate both of you taking time today out of your trip in Toronto, and we thank you again for calling in, and we'll talk to you when you return back to the U.S., Jackie.
Yes, you will. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thanks again for taking
thank
the time.
Much, John. All right.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you.
Have a good
thank
weekend.
You.
Okay.
Thank you,
likewise.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, listeners, you can go to the website, which is IsraelTennisCenters.org. That's IsraelTennisCenters.org. Again, that's IsraelTennisCenters.org. And Tom, since we are going into the last 15 minutes of the show, I think that this time would be real appropriate for you to share a little bit more directly about, you know, your feelings and experiences years ago before we had met and started the business of the Healthy Referral, and you knowing through that experience that you so want to see models such as what's going on over in Israel, actually in the States and you know, other places as well. So why don't you go ahead and take like 5 minutes or so and share a little bit about that.
Okay, thank you. My background is coaching tennis at Kent State and John Carroll. Our family was involved with the tennis club in Cleveland and had the opportunity to meet Dr. Lippe way back. He's a famous ear surgeon from Warren, Ohio, who saw when he was going to Israel and helping the Israeli army with ear surgery, he saw that a lot of Israelis were leaving the country because of it's not a normal situation when you are in constant fear of bombs hitting your house. And he was a tennis fanatic, and he saw, hey, why not bring tennis to Israel? And at that time, he had brought over to the U.S. four of the top Israeli juniors. In fact, one of them, a gentleman named Shlomo Glickstein, made it to Wimbledon. He actually took Borg to 5 sets. He was one of the best players that ever came out of Israel. And at that, they brought the four players, this was back in the early 80s, to Cleveland. They had a fundraiser, and Julie Kravitz at the time, who was the CEO of Pick and Pay, and then Finest Supermarkets, as soon as he saw these kids, what it meant to them and what it meant to Israel, but more than Israel, but just the idea of providing a tremendous degree of hope for kids living in those conditions, immediately he wrote out a check for $10,000 and to have a court named after him. So there was a lot of interesting things, and I had the chance to coach there for a couple months back in the early 80s, and at the first center near Tel Aviv in Ramat HaSharon. And then from that experience, saw what an impact it had on the kids. And at the time, Ron Steele, who was Davis Cup coach, says, why don't you do this in Cleveland? And that was over 20 years ago. So still working on it. We're getting closer, and the idea is to duplicate the Israel Tennis Centers in Cleveland and other urban areas and use the power of our Healthy Referral newspaper, which has also been around since 89, to merge those two things together and create like a holistic training center with a vegan cafe and juice bar and meditation but yoga, and provide the kids with not only the idea of training, but a way to create economic benefits for them by providing them the opportunities to learn about healthy whole foods, being able to help produce raw foods, help sell them, create other opportunities for them. So it's getting closer, and it's just a matter of keep on knocking on the door. You know, you could see Israel Tennis Centers has 14 centers, which most people can't believe that here's a small country of size of Israel, the size of probably Connecticut, that has 14 tennis centers, and yet it's very difficult. There's maybe, that at least that I know of, only a few in the U.S. So you can see the impact it's having, and it seems like there's should be something here in the U.S. to accomplish those same goals and the same mission in areas of this country that need it.
And, you know, on that note, Tom, I would like to say to the listeners, You heard Nadine and Jackie. You've heard Tom. You've heard us speaking through this hour and sharing, you know, the wonderful information and also how you can get involved. So in regards to what was just shared about forming those same types of centers, having a model of that in the United States and using and utilizing the mission that Tom and I have been given these past 24, almost 25 years, and as you just mentioned, you know, using the tools that we have been given, such as the healthy referral, and you all who are listening continuously want to know more about how to be involved in the newspaper and all the things that are happening. So this is another opportunity for you to go ahead and make a call into us and express your interest in whether it is moving forward in some direction to help with the formulation of the tennis center, utilizing the resources of things like this radio show and our newspaper and even our expo that we put on an annual basis. We would love to hear from you. We are totally into co-creating. That is what this time on this planet has to be about. There is no room for, you know, me kind of energy. It has to shift. And just today, for instance, Tom knows this, but meeting with some people today, as I have, and learning about the wonderful things that they're in process of that involve natural ways of taking care of yourself, such as acupuncture and, you know, healthy eating and meditation, and how creating that environment around us is absolutely essential. So with something like the tennis training centers and having children, I mean, you heard Nadine and Jackie mention, you know, 3 and 4 year olds. I mean, this is the age of my little grandson. And it is so vital when you can start at such an early age and have these children recognize the quiet, silent part of them that they can go to for their inner peace, and using things like, you know, tennis to strengthen them in all of those ways. It all goes hand in hand. So please be sure to give us a call, email us. You can call us at B216-533-2273 or any of the numbers that you see on our website, because the numbers all end up going into Tom and myself. And our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. And that's referral.com. You can go ahead and email us. There are a number of emails on that web address. And again, those emails go into Tom and I, so we would see those. And Tom, if you'd like to say one more closing piece, and I will say a few more things, and we will close out the hour.
Yes. There's something unusual about the idea of tennis is like a invisible thread that can transcend a lot of many things to bring people together for common ground, probably more so than just about any other thing that I've seen, and that's why we continue to pursue this and start the ball rolling here, and then merging the healthy referral ideas into that to even make it more, even to bring the ideas in healthy referral even more to life. So I'll close on that note.
Well, and actually, Tom, that was excellent. Thank you. And something just came to mind, even though, of course, it's been there and it's been said, but it actually just came in with a much stronger energy, and that is that the opportunity, we need to really utilize also this opportunity of this amazing event that we've been putting on for going on 16 years. And the 16th year is going to be at the Orlando Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. It will be the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo. A Conscious Inspiration is the title of it. So, you know, utilizing this type of an event to help with what was just shared this past hour. So I can see really taking a little deeper look at just, you know, how that can be done and initiate more energy along that line so that people who are getting involved can have a presence, you know, at the expo to support something such as this. So I also want to again thank Tom, my business partner of 24 years, Nadine and Jackie, and everyone who was mentioned on the interview today who played a part in the amazing, amazing roles of the Israel Tennis Centers. And once again, the web address is very simple. You just go to IsraelTennisCenters.org, and remember it is .org. And if you have further questions as to how you can get involved, please call us at 216-533-2273. Go to our web address if you want some other emails, but you can also email us. Let me give you the overall email that Tom and I both get, and that is healthyreferral@gmail.com. Again, healthyreferral@gmail.com. And Tom, I want to thank you for co-hosting. We haven't done this for a while. This is the first time in quite a while. So thank you, and thanks for being who you are for 24 plus years, and it feels like it's just begun. So on we go, and I'm just going to share one or two other little things before we end the show. So I'd like to say thank you very much, and we will talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, and again, an amazing opportunity to hear the kind of information that you just heard, and the gift of having this interview archived is also what we are always thrilled about. So please tell your family and your friends to go ahead into the archive section and click on today's show. You will see the title. It's very evident that it is about the Israel Tennis Centers. And they can listen to it 24/7 any time of the day, whether it's 2 in the morning or late at night. It is totally up to you as a listener. All right. One of the other things I wanted to make sure that you all know about, you've heard us talking about the amazing organization and company called Forever Green. And Forever Green is another beautiful energy that we've been a part of for over 10, 12 years now. And I'm mentioning this toward the end of the show because they are so involved with Community Stand. They support all of us who are involved to take a stand for something in your life and move into it and create some things that you would like from that. But what I want to say is that right now there are many, many individuals who have taken a stand to become healthier, to shift their not only physical body appearance, but their inner being, which comes along with that. So there are opportunities right now that are being offered for you to go ahead, and if you are unhealthy, if you are overweight, and you really want to make a shift with that, we are here to help you know how to do that. So again, in hearing this message, just give us a call. There's never obligations. Always just, you know, willing to answer your questions and help you realize what there really is that's at your fingertips through the Healthy Referral newspaper and the Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show here each Friday, as well as the International Natural Health and Foods Expo, A Conscious Inspiration. So thank you so very, very much for tuning in this Friday and each and every Friday here at Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show. If you have ideas for us about topics, we really would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising in our newspaper or on this radio show, be sure to let us know. The number again is 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. Lots of blessings, and we will see you same time, same place, next Friday. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.